Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Waifus and Weebus podcast, where we are live right now on twitch.tv/TorahSensei1, where my name is Nick, as you all know by now, and today, ladies and gentlemen, we're 5 to 6 weeks into the fall 2023 season, and it's about that time I share with you what I think my top five openings and endings are of the season are. Now, before I get too deep into this, I will say the fall season, in terms of openings and endings, has been a little bit of a disappointment. I don't think there's anything that's like there's nothing that blew me away like some of the previous seasons did. I mean, as of this moment right now, I would say right now, opening of the year or best opening of the year, like in terms of the year 2023, not by some other people's awards, would probably go to Oshinoko. There could you throw a couple others in there, like My Happy Marriage. I would put Magical Destroyers in there, but that's just me personally. But I think in the grand scheme of things right now, Oshinoko is the best opening of the year. But I want to go back and look at it and give a fair, you know, judgment to all the other openings and endings as well. The fall 2023 season did have some openings and endings that stood out to me. And I think some people are going to be upset that I left some off this list, but it's the first time in a while that I've made a top five for both. Usually I have like a six and a seven, or like a top six and a top seven, or a top, you know, five and a top seven or something like that. But I just feel like there was just a lack. I felt like I was stretching a little bit when I was getting to like the six and seven mark, which I'll give the head nod. I'll give the tip of the cap to the two shows that I did leave off the list. One for the ending and then two for the openings. All right, so I left one ending off and I left two openings off. So if you had those on your list, I'm sorry. But let's get right into it. And of course, we always start with the endings, because the endings in anime, we've talked about this multiple times, sometimes they're just not as good as the openings. And the endings in anime are mostly like chill, relax, sometimes a little exciting. But I feel like they just don't hit as hard as the openings do. Not that we don't love them, of course, because there are some, like I said, phenomenal endings. I would say the two endings that I think are the best are probably better than my four and five opening. So that's a little extra inclination. But to start it off, of course, we're going to start off with what I think is the fifth best ending of the season. And that's going to go to this show.
Bye.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the ending to Vexations of a Shut-In Vampire. Honestly, so far, the show has been pretty good. Probably up there for one of my biggest sleepers of the season. Definitely recommend it. Checking it out on High Dive right now. But the ending I like is very, like very chill, very relaxed, but also very colorful as well. Kind of gives a feeling to what Komari is as a character. How she wants to be a shut-in, but... like I said, there's like a couple of colorful moments, and I'm a big fan of like when the character like doesn't sing the song, but like lips to the lyrics of the song. And I thought the ending did a really good job in that factor. Vexations of a Shut-In Vampire coming in at number 5 on my top 5 endings of the season. Coming in at number 4, I think I would say a majority of people have this in their top 5 as well, maybe if not in their top 10. I really like this ending a lot. Coming in at number 4 is going to be this one. Number 4 is Shangri-La Frontier. I feel like this ending is kind of has the blessings of like another opening. It felt like an opening. It looked like an opening. There wasn't much action going on, but it felt like you can feel the intensity while watching this opening of like, you know, what Shangri-La Frontier is kind of about. I'm a big fan of like the video game like aspect of it, like the fuzzy screen, stuff like that. So that felt like really old school to me. And I think that plays into effect of what Shangri-La Frontier is kind of about with our main character Sunraku, who likes to play garbage games. So I think I felt like that had a little bit of effect on it. But Sunraku looking at the clouds, great moment. The two chicks that are on top, Pentagon, and I don't think we've met the second girl yet. But Pentagon on the rock with the moon behind her, two very cool parts. And of course, our favorite night girl as well in that ending. Pretty good ending. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Again, a nice song, high-pitched song, felt like an opening, but is one of the endings, and I had Shangri-La Frontier as my 4th best ending of the season. Coming in at number 3, we have something that I'm actually surprised. I forgot to give credit to the two endings I left off the list. I'll give a nod to them when I finish the number 1. All right, how about that? Coming in at number 3, I haven't had one of these endings in my top 5 since My Dress Up Darling. And if that's a little bit of a hint, then you should know what's coming. Coming in at number 3 is this one.
かけ違いの奇跡
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the ending to 100 Girlfriends, who really, 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 really love you. And that's not the full title of the anime, but it's kind of the full title of the anime. Yeah, I don't think the song is anything special. I really don't. But I think how freaking adorable the animation is, and the chibiness is of these characters, and how each panel for each girl, like, shows what each girl's, like, personality or, like, who she is. It shows, like, who they are as individuals, which I really enjoyed. Plus, they all come together in their pajamas and everything, and it's just super adorable. Very well done ending. Like I said, the song is nothing special. It is a very nice song, but I think the art and animation and the cuteness and the bubbliness of the ending just makes up for the averageness of what the song is. So that's 100 Girlfriends Who Really Love You coming in at number 3. Coming in at number 4, I usually don't do this, ladies and gentlemen. It's rare for me to do this unless the ending or opening is really, really good. And I fell in love with this ending. I fell in love with this ending. Coming in at number 2. Gentlemen, is the ending, the fifth ending to the current season of Dr. Stone. When the song, like, pops off and there's, like, that flute or the whatever, like, whatever is being played, that moment gives me, like, chills and goosebumps every time. I also like the fact that the thought of the ending animation is made with, like, sand. So, like, with a show about, like, you know, like, these people, I want to say they're, like, cavemen, but, like, using, like, going from knowing absolutely nothing and, like, evolving into using, like, modern day technology to have, like, an ending like this where they're drawing in sand, I thought it was very unique and very interesting. Honestly, I'm a big fan of when the hand comes in and, like, changes Kohaku's mouth from, like a shock mouth to, like, a smile. And, like, there were just, like, very couple of good moments, like, where they're drawing in the sand, and, like, it's kind of just like Kohaku just being a girl, which you never usually see that. Yeah, I mean, you never see that in you haven't seen that Dr. Stone, because she's not known for just being a girl. She's known for being, like, a musclehead or a gorilla. I'll say it, a gorilla. So to see that in this ending is honestly very heartwarming to me. I thought as a whole it was very well done. The song fucking, well, there's the first F word of the night, ladies and gentlemen. I was gonna try to keep this episode clean. But you know how I am. I thought it was really well done. Easily my second best ending of the season. I think people would disagree with me. But that's okay. I really like this ending a lot. I thought it hit right in the kokoro. And speaking of songs that hit right in the kokoro, My number one, I would say a vast majority is not as every, I would say a vast majority of people, this show is probably their number one as well. Maybe. But this one is mine.
Can you all right? Can you hear me? That in my eyes and los ojos nazote ku. Ogesaginaide. Warate hoshikute. Senmei de itai omoide o nakishimete ru. Sayonara yo ni zutto taisetsu na kotoba de tsutaetai nda arifu. Rete demo tokubetsu de. Hora kono me ja nakereba mienakatta mono ga doushite afurete ku dakara mo ichido umare kawaru tomo mata watashi wa koko wo erabu naro dakara anata to mata
Man, I'm crying a little bit. I love this ending, ladies and gentlemen. Frieden is my best ending of this season. I'm a big fan of flower language, but there were so many flowers in this ending that I could not tell you like what each one of them meant. There had to be at least like 50 different flowers, but I just thought the transcendence from I felt like the ending as a whole was like a flow, like a passage of time sort of thing, where Frieden, she really doesn't have that understanding of time, which I've talked about this in forums and other discords and et cetera, et cetera, that one of Frieden's flaws is that she has a lack of a sense of time, like what time is. And it's fair because she's an elf, so time moves differently for her than she does with other people. But I think that's the point of this show. There are kind of spoilers in it, so I don't want to like get too much into it. But I think towards the end, it shows like even though time has passed, the people she met along the way still have a very large impact on her life. And I think one of the best moments of the ending is the flowers that like transform into her face and her eye. Super well done. Sorry, I had to burp a little bit. Super well done. Really emotional for me. Like I just felt really emotional during this ending. Very good. Extremely good. And I would think it would be in at least most anime fans' top three ending of the season. A tip of the cap, of course, to the Spy Family ending. I really like that ending as well, but it was just on the cusp. And surprisingly, the girlfriend-girlfriend ending was very good. I like that ending a lot, but it's just not a top five ending in my eyes. It was like seven. I would have put Spy Family 6 and... and Girlfriend 7, followed by the Apocrypha 3 Diaries as well, probably up there as well. All right, and now we're getting into my top five openings of the season. Coming in at number five, honestly, probably a surprise for most people, but I feel like most people would skip this opening, but I gotta tell you, man, this one surprised me, and... this show is arguably one of my top five anime of the season.
Dan de Monsieur,
Coming in at number five is the Let me take a pause. I'm giving the disgraced noble lady I rescued a crash course in naughtiness. I know that title sounds insane. But the opening feels like a what are those things called? Like a storybook, like a fairy tale. It looks like a fairy tale story in the beginning, and then it goes into like, you know, real world, and Alan like saving Charlotte from like the pits of, you know, what the story is about. I don't want to get too much into it, but I would highly recommend giving it a watch. It's very fun. It's a very enjoyable anime. But once it pops off at that minute mark, and like it shows like the candy flowing and like the cake and the cookies and everything flowing, it's just very uplifting. And like, that's the point of this story. And like, a crash course, like, the crash course in naughtiness, I think the translation is not all the way there. It's not like he's teaching, like, Alan is teaching Charlotte, like, naughty, disgusting things. It's more like, get, like, showing her that you can have enjoyment in, like, eating non-healthy, or like doing things that you normally wouldn't do, like doing things that you normally wouldn't even think of. And I think that's what the opening like in like shows as well. Plus the opening song is a bop, in my opinion. So coming in at number five is the disgraced giving the disgraced double lady I rescued a crash course in naughtiness. Coming in at number four, probably won't be in a lot of people's top five, but again, we talked about one of my favorite things, and that's when characters lip sync to the music. And when you're Fripp side, it's kind of hard to miss if you're Fripp side. Vexations of a Shut-In Vampire. Yeah, the song slaps, in my opinion. It is a little sus in the beginning, but I'm a big fan of her falling asleep and basically like having her own concert. But it also kind of makes sense when you watch the anime, because her, like, she's the general of the, like, her own demon army, like her branch of the demon army, and they follow her thinking that, like, she's this strong and unbeatable vampire, where really she's just a shut-in vampire with, like, really no, with no powers. Suspectedly no powers. But they still follow her because they love her, and they, you know, they work under her, and, like, that's what they're there for. So, like, the fact that she's holding, Komori is having this concert, and, like, they're doing their glow stick thing and everything, it's just really cool. I felt like it synced up with the anime, like, where the story of the anime is going. And of course, you know, Komori being, like, who she is, as well. I thought it was really well done. Very fun opening, very up and, like, upbeat and, like, exciting opening as well. And I think it fits the mold of what the show's about. Coming into number three, I don't know if this is going to be in most people's top three. I feel like my top two are going to be in everybody's top two, but I think it's in a flip-flop. But I think my number three should be at least in most people's top five. Coming into number three is going to be this one. Number three is Friden. Just like the ending we talked about, I think the opening does a really good job portraying the passage of time, just like the ending did. But I think the standout with the opening is, number one, the song. I think the song is phenomenal. I'm a big fan of when it gets to like the choir portion, like towards the end, and around the 1 minute mark, it pops off as well. But I think it does a really good job introducing the wide cast of characters that is in this show. And the excitement, like, you see them, like, you see these characters who I haven't even met yet, but I'm very excited to meet some of these, characters, and they showcase them in a sense of, like, okay, like, here's our characters that we're gonna be introducing soon, like, get ready. So I think the opening does a good job, like, drawing the viewer in. Like, if you don't know nothing about Friden, I think the opening does a good job drawing the viewer in and having them go, okay, I really, really like this opening. I'm super curious about this anime. Listen, Friden is easily one of the top three anime of the season. It's got a 9 right now on my anime list the last time I checked. And I think it'll go down as, if it keeps up the pace, I think it'll go down as a legendary anime, but we'll see. I'm not saying much more after that. I will say is this, check it out. Just give it a check. All right. Coming in at number two, I might give flack for this, but let me just point this out. Let me just say this. The reason why this is number two is due to my own personal taste. The number two on my list is probably, I would say, a majority of people's number one. All right. I would say I'm in the minority for this just because of my taste of music differs from most other people's. All right. This could easily qualify for one of the best openings of the year. It really could. And honestly, like I said, like, I think my number one and my number two could flip flop. You know what I mean? I think they're both tremendous openings that could easily be flip flopped in the grand scheme of things. But I had to choose one and I chose my taste. So there's kind of a little bit of a bias there. But coming in at number two, two is the Apocryphy Diaries. I feel like I said, I think a lot more people will have it as their number one, and I don't blame them. Asian Shakira, as some of the people in most of the people consider her Asian. It sounds like Shakira. The song legitimately sounds like Shakira singing in Japanese. Awesome freaking song. Mau Mau is beautiful in the opening, with and without the freckles, with makeup on, without makeup on, with the freckles, whatever. Mau Mau is stunning. She is arguably one of the best characters of the year. And yes, I said year. I did not say season. I think Mau Mau is a top 10 character of the year. You heard it here first. All right. And like I said, I think in the majority of people, this will be a majority of people's number one, and that's fair. It's honestly fair. But again, it just came down to my taste specifically. Biased opinion, my taste. And with that said, my number one, ladies and gentlemen, and I think a lot of people will agree with me that this one is very good as well. My number one, I'm a big fan of rock and roll and heavy metal, and this was my number one. I'm a hustler, status, only lock free. Berry, berry. Now this is my style. Playing broken games all night. Who's the night? Call it the king of sickness. Toxic but I'm a the patient. I'm giddy giddy by the machines of content. Cut us, kitty back with us. Come on, sounds and the gimmick. You can make a suicide and talk even time, baby. Do it, do it. Let me at it. I'm a and ladies and gentlemen, Shangri-La Frontier. Where should I begin? I felt like just like the ending, it did a good job, like having that, like it felt like video game, like moments throughout the opening, but the heavy metal with a little bit of the screaming right there, the da 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 da, like I live for that music. It had a little bit of like old, like I want to say old school, but like season one Shield Hero to it, where like the beat of the song kind of synced up to like the characters walking, like Pencil Gun and Sun Raku, and like I don't know, like something about when Pencil's like spinning that spear and like the music's like popping off, like man, like it just really gets my blood flowing, like really jacks me up. And that's, for me personally, I like songs that like jack me up and like get me fired and get me like pumped up. And not saying the Apocryphe Diaries doesn't, but like this one like really just gets my blood boiling to like, all right, let's, you know, let's go for a banging run. Let's lift heavier weights. Let's do this. Let's do that. But I think in the whole, like with the art and animation, I think it's tremendously done animated wise. And just like Frieden, I think it showcases these characters, especially the Vorpal Bunny as well. I think the parts of the Vorpal Bunny are very good. The Vorpal Bunny and the Vorpal Boss, I think they do a really good job with like showcasing those two characters as well. But I think as a whole, it does a really good job showcasing these characters, and it's like, okay, like Pencil she's a bad bee. All right, I'm watching her. She's a bad bee. I have to watch the show for her. What's up with this dude and in this bird? Like, what's with this dude in a bird, like with a bird head? Then it shows the wolf, and you learn a little bit more about the wolf too. And then it shows like a couple other of these characters. And this show, again, just like Frieden, is showcasing these characters to like pull a brand new watcher in. It's like, okay, like I'm watching this. Like, I'm gonna give Shangri-La Frontier a shot. I watch it. The opening comes on. Bam, I'm hooked. Bam, I'm hooked. And I think the Apocryphe Diaries does the same as well. Again, I'm just biased, all right? I'm just a very biased individual, and I just thought the Shangri-La Frontier was slightly better than the Apocryphe Diaries. It's just right here, and then the Apocryphe Diaries is like right below it. Like, Shangri-La's right at the top, and literally like centimeters below is the Apocryphe Diaries. And of course I want to give a shout out to the two shows that I left off the list. All right, so I know some people are gonna be upset with me about it, but I've actually come to enjoy the Spy Family opening. All right, I've come to enjoy the opening. I think the song is much better than the opening, like graphics. But I've come to enjoy the opening. It's obviously no, it fails in comparison to the first and second opening, but it's still a very good opening. And Undead Unluck. All right, I'm gonna give a shout out to Undead Unluck as well. Good song. I thought the opening was kind of lacking, like with the art and animation and everything, kind of lacking. Just barely did not make my top five, and I don't think either were top five worthy. But yeah, that is my top five for each. Let's go down the list again. Coming in, so for endings, coming in at number five was Vexations of a Shut-In Vampire. Coming in at number four was Shangri-La Frontier. Three was 100 Girlfriends. Two was Dr. Stone, and number one was Frieden. For the openings, my number five was Disgrace, Giving the Disgraced Double Lady a Crash Course in Naughtiness. Number four was Vexations of a Vampire. Number three was Frieden. Number two was The Apocryphe Diaries. And number one was Shangri-La Frontier. And that is going to be it for this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. I want to thank all of you for listening to this episode. Of course, if you're watching on Twitch, thank you. You got to see and watch the videos. You got to see the openings. You got to see the endings. You got to see me dancing for a little bit, which is always fun. I was dancing to the Apocryphe Diaries opening, which is just, again, it's Japanese Shakira. Like, what can I say? Sounds like Shakira. If you're looking, I'll do all my mumbo jumbo now. Follow me on Facebook, X, aka former Twitter. I don't really use Tumblr anymore, so we're going to keep that out. I don't really use TikTok anymore, so we're going to keep that out for now. I do want to... I am considering making an own Waifus and Weeaboos TikTok to do, like, 15-minute or, like, 30-second anime reviews, but we'll see. Twitch. Always check out the Twitch. Follow the Twitch. Twitch.tv/ShoreSensei1. I 99% of the time, I go live for my episodes. I'm probably going to bring that down because I'm going to start doing a lot. I would like to start doing more frequent episodes, like how I was during COVID times. During COVID times, I was popping episodes out like 2 or 3 times a month, and now I'm slacking. So I do want to get back to reviews. I do want to get back to, I'm going to have to give you my top 10 males and females from summertime. That episode's still going to drop. Yeah, if you're looking, and then of course, shout out to the boys at What Do You Say Anime. If you're looking for another great anime podcast, check out What Do You Say Anime. I forget what episode they just dropped, what they did. I forget what they watched. But check them out on YouTube. All their podcasts are on YouTube. Spotify, anywhere you can listen to podcasts as well, check them out. They're great. Awesome guys. I love them. Awesome guys and girls. They're great. I love them. And of course, if you're looking for some of the best peaker stickers, anything anime related that you want to add on your car, your laptop, your PC, whatever, check out sukawai.com and use the promo code SoreSensei1 for, I think it's still 5% off your entire order. 5% off? Yeah, 5% off your entire order. And of course, if you're listening to my episode, you're listening to my podcast, the Discord link should be in the synopsis or like what the episode's about. Click the Discord link, join the Discord. You'll know when I go live. You'll know when everything happens, blah, 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 meet some new people, et cetera, et cetera. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever, make sure you hit the subscribe or the follow button so you know when I drop new episodes as well. Greatly appreciate it. It's free. I'm not looking to gain any monetary like consumption for this. I just do it because I love talking about anime. I'd like to branch out more. I'd like to get more guests on and talk about shows. I'd like to get more guests on to talk about other things. And I'd like myself to branch out. So I'm going to reach out to some other creators as well and see like what we can do and what we can talk about as well. So look forward to that. And of course, I'm on Geekscape as well. If you're looking for some other great podcasters, horror, Christmas, anything, Geekscape.net has tremendous podcasts with some tremendous people on them. I actually have to reach out to Matt to see, I have to talk to him if I'm available December 8th. December 8th is their Big Brothers Big Sisters episode. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the episode, but that shouldn't stop anybody from donating to Big Brothers Big Sisters. Great cause. So stay tuned for that. That I have to give you all a little bit more updates on that as well. But again, as always, I want to thank you all for listening to this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. Some big things on the horizon. I love you all, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.